Welcome to Thursday Thunder. I'm your host, Bradley Schreibenow. Yes, I'm driving. I'm listening to a book right now, an audiobook called Rest by a guy, Alex Sujun, something or other. I actually heard about the book through Amy Porterfield's podcast, where she was talking about another book of his called, I think it's called Shorter. And she, admitted workaholic, has just implemented a 4-day work week into her company. Wow. Pretty cool. I mean, she's like the definition of hustle. Go, go, go. And she talks about how she works too much, but now she's taking action. On that note, I'm working. Driving home. If you must know, I was at IKEA and had to drive an hour. We've been waiting for like a month, one piece that it just wasn't coming alive. And so I found it. I said, I'm going, I'm driving. You know why? Because I'm working and I can listen to podcasts. I can listen to audiobooks. This is research. This is research for the book. And in fact, just the chapter I heard about rest was talking about how it does not mean 9 to 5 sitting in a chair behind a computer, work, work, work. It's not work. I mean, I guess that's one person's version of work, but not mine, nor do I want it to be. This is work. See that? No hands on the wheel. Work, air quotes. Somebody's going to arrest me. But this is work. This isn't even what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to talk about how, although it's related, my morning, I wrote a chapter for Goddamn Attitude about my mom. And it was about this story. It's like a famous story in the Mall family, my mom's maiden name, and in our family. And it's about how she was not invited, to put it politely, by a sorority in her university. And they weren't inviting her because she wasn't academically high enough, whatever, for their sorority. Really long story later, you can read about it in the book, available June 12th, called Goddamn Attitude, all about my mom, and how she turns the table on that sorority and has the last laugh, and how, dare I say, she created what became the foundation of my work every single day. So there's my teaser for Goddamn Attitude. And yet, that's still not even the point I wanted to make today. And that is this idea of writing a biography or even an autobiography, take your pick. And then in an ideal situation, you do this before the person passes away. Because, for example, I can't remember all these details of this story, even though she told the story a million times. I'm probably making half of it up and got the details all wrong. But I don't care. I got the gist of the story, and I'm getting it across, and I get the point across, the point of which you will see clearly when you read or listen to the book. Yet, my point today is this idea of a biography, of a memoir, either biography of someone else, memoir of yourself, autobiography of yourself. I think autobiography, I think that's more like historical. Dee Dee Moll was born on December 8th. And that boring stuff. Nobody wants to hear that. But they do want to hear the highlights and the low points and the learning that came from them. And that's what I'm sharing in her book. Yet, what if your kids are not ambitious writers like me who are going to write books about you? Just hypothesizing, let's just say. And wouldn't that be a cool project? Shout out to Lucy. If we made that a thing. And what if instead of the birthday gift or the Christmas gift, it wasn't the put the cooking platter, the necktie. Sorry, so cliche. But it was grandma, her mom, her dad, grandpa, Uncle Joe. I want to write your story. I want to tell your story. And I don't even need to publish it. I mean, this is what we've been talking about in Worst Book Ever. We're not necessarily publishing our books to the public world, but we are publishing, we're distributing them through this private sort of distribution platform that I recommend. Yet the story is told. The story is out of me. It's out of the mother or the Uncle Joe or whatever. And it's out into the world. And I think this is immensely therapeutic and can be joyful. Now, I was talking to my Worst Book Ever authors last night, and they were saying, well, depends on the relationship with your mom. And this is true. However, I would dare to say again that could this not be even maybe a better exercise if you did not have a fantastically loving relationship with your mom or dad? What about that? Memoir in a month. Is that catchy, right? I like the idea. It's Worst Book Ever. It's been really working well. We got a month. We have a group of people doing the same thing, accountable to each other, having fun doing it, hint, hint, and a time limit, I think, then determines the length of the book. Because, you know, I get so many authors and like, oh, my book needs to be 400 pages. Oh, I'm 200,000 words in and I'm half done. Like, yeah, let's have fun with that. But what if it was really short? What if this book about my mom only had this sorority story? It would be a perfectly good story. And am I allowed to call it a book? Hey, I'm allowed to call it whatever I want. So there you have it. Memoir in a month. What do you think? Would you sign up? Would you do it? You think it'd be fun? Who would you write about? What if you wanted to write about yourself? Perfectly okay. Memoir is about yourself, I suppose. Or somebody else. Just think of that. I mean, my mom, I was bugging my mom. I write about this in the book. I was bugging her in her last years to write a book. And she did. She has lots of chapters. I'm cherry picking some and putting them in her book. But I wish she had finished her book. I wish she had done more. Like this story about the sorority. I wish I had it in her words. I would have loved to have really heard the real deal from her perspective. So, memoir in a month, or autobiography in a month, or memoir of somebody else in a month, or story from Uncle Joe. What if you had that? And you got your title, you got your cover, you got your body, and you made it happen. Shout out to Lucy. Are you listening, Lucy? Talking to you. It's good to talk to you the other night. We got some awesome ideas coming up. Okay. I can actually see the clock now. 8 minutes. I need to stop. Last week was way too long, like 12 or 13. I'm trying to keep it under 10. Hey, my workday is over. I worked this morning. I'm listening to a book called Rest. I'm listening to a woman who just is changing her work week to 4 days. This is good. I wrote a few chapters this morning. I worked on my naming project. And here I'm doing my Thursday Thunder. It's 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm calling it a day. Okay, that's not true. I've got a couple phone calls tonight, but they're fun phone calls. I've got some really good ones tonight. Some interviews and some fun calls. So, all right, before I hit 10 minutes, thanks for listening. This has been Thursday Thunder from the A2 highway in the middle of the Netherlands. I see you got the view of the sky there. Hope that's been entertaining. And I'm here every week. I hope you are. And Rest, memoir, and go check out the sorority story in Goddamn Attitude, available wide on all distribution channels, available known to the humans. Okay, bye. Gotta go. Gotta hang up without crashing.